So as we come to the end of the month, Wednesday, once again, it's time for our Parenting Moments segment with Kimberly Eckert of the Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Hey, check them out. They got a brand new website, Good Things Happening, eckertcenter.com. And Kimberly, as we continue through the series, Raising a Humble Child, today, admitting mistakes. What's the focus?
All right. So obviously, a very big piece of humility is the ability to admit our errors. The arrogant person can do no wrong, while the humble person admits his mistakes freely. More importantly, the humble person always keeps in mind the possibility that he could be mistaken. When the arrogant person finds that his bank statement contains a mistake, he marches into the bank and angrily demands an explanation for this sloppy performance. On the other hand, the humble person first takes a moment to consider the possibility that the mistake may have been his own. So he checks his own statement, politely asks the teller to check the figures. He doesn't accuse, he asks. So this week, what we're working on is, bottom line, is you and I are going to blow it as parents less, and we're not always going to be humble. And so we want to make sure that we don't let our parental power go to our head. So instead of barking out things like, how dare you disobey me, we want to make sure that we are stopping and using the very thing we want our own children to use with us, to teach patiently and with respect. So the very manner in which we deal with our child's misbehavior can be one of the strongest tools of teaching humility. When we educate quietly, without yelling or insulting, we model humility. Now, this is no easy job when we get triggered by something our kids do. So often we need to take some time out for ourselves to get our own emotions back to a place of calm. And then we want to go back and remind our children why we were concerned. So I would say that the key things that we covered this month are remember to use respectful speech with your child. Number two, remind your child throughout the day how to use respectful speech and prompt them to practice right in the moment. The third thing is that if your child corrects himself and switches, then lavish on the praise that lets your child know, wow, when you switched and used your polite tone of voice, I felt so respected. It is really easy now for me to listen to your concerns. Help kids understand what respect does is that it opens the ears of their listener. And finally, there may be times when we do have to set limits or deliver consequences for our kids' disrespectful speech. But again, remember that you can set limits, you can have consequences without ever raising your voice. So if discipline is required, again, speak with humility. Show respect and be patient with your young kids. They are still learning. So again, we want to give our kids this precious gift of humility less, but we also want to make sure first that we're working on developing it in ourselves.
Good stuff. We're talking with Kimberly Eckert of the Eckert Psychology and Education Center. We are going to post this conversation again at our Facebook page in just a few more minutes. You can hear it again for yourself. You can always follow up and ask questions and get counsel yourself when you contact the center, eckertcenter.com. I guess another form of staying in touch, Kimberly, would be your newsletter.
That's right. So if somebody is not receiving our newsletter and they'd like to be on our subscription list, I encourage them just to go to our website, to the Contact Us button, send us a quick email giving us permission to add them to our list. And then that way, at the first of the month, they'll receive a helpful article that is about their, basically it's about parenting or about relationships or about keeping our own mental health in check. And then we also just let you know what programs are coming up at Eckert Center that may be of interest to individuals or their families.
Kimberly, thanks so much for guiding us through this new topic for the month of May. And we'll do it all again next month in June, and I look forward to the topic.
Great. Thanks, Les.